Once again, Jackpot, starring Jimmy Stewart.
Two urgent items. Bill is being painted by Hilda Jones, who is quite a dish. The other? A tax consultant visited us regarding our loot from the jackpot. His verdict? We owe the government $7,000. We have $400 in the bank. Ain't we got fun? Yeah, ain't we? Hello?
Amy, I'm still trying to sell enough jackpot prizes to pay those taxes.
Any luck?
Yeah, I sold two ivory penguins, 50 cents apiece. I loaded a watch right under Woodruff's nose.
What's that? You sold Mr. Woodruff's nose?
No, I would have, except it's hard to pry loose. Now, I'm not coming home for dinner tonight, dear. I just got a tip on a fellow that might buy the 7,500 cans of oxtail soup.
Oh, but, Bill, I've smothered such a beautiful herring.
Well, honey, he's just going to be in town tonight, and you know how we've got to hurry.
I know, the tax. Oh, well, I'm not very hungry, so I'll wait up for you, and we'll both eat later.
Darling, I won't be home later.
Is it the herring?
No, I have to see Hilda.
That's worse, stuffed herring.
What? How's that?
No, nothing, Bill. Just the next time you make these plans, I wish you'd give me a little advance warning so I won't be left high and dry. Goodbye.
Mrs. Lawrence, would you know where I could locate Hilda Jones, the artist girl?
I could tell you where I wish I could locate her. Never mind. Leslie, we're going out.
Out?
You and I. We're dressing for dinner.
Just you and I? Not Mr. Lawrence?
Mr. Lawrence has gone to the North Pole.
I beg your pardon?
And since he has, I'm going to swim the channel.
Well, you've got the eyes right, but it seems to me Amy's hair is a little, yeah, Hilda, right in here. It should be a little darker, I think.
Like so? Hmm? When must this be finished?
Well, Wednesday's our anniversary. You know, Amy still thinks you're painting my portrait. You couldn't come over for dinner, could you? I sure would like you to be there when I give this to Amy.
Well, that is very nice, but when I get this finished, I think it is better I go home. Do you not think so?
Well, I don't... What's the matter?
Oh, it's nothing. Only when I work too long, my neck, it gets... Maybe a drink would help.
Oh, sure. What, orangeade?
Whiskey and soda, I think. Come downstairs to the bar.
All right. No, I don't think we'd better. You see, I found out today that there's a lot of gossip around about you and me.
No.
Yeah. Well, you know how it is. The people around here is sort of small town.
And you are now?
Well, I get around more, you know. I go up to Chicago on buying trips, stuff like that. And it sort of gives me a broader point of view.
Yes, of course. Oh, my neck.
Well, here. Now, you just ought to relax those muscles. Here, now, why don't you sit over in the chair here? Now, I'll rub the neck and shoulders here. I'm a champ at this. Just relax.
Feels good.
Yeah. So maybe I could make better contact with the rubbing if I could remove this towel around your shoulders there.
All right. And I, too, will remove this smock.
Yes, that's fine. Well, you look very nice in that strapless sunsuit. Say, I have an idea. You stand over here in front of me. I'm going to crack your back, so just relax now. I'm sorry. I broke the zipper. I'm sorry.
It is better. I put on something a little more.
Yes, a little more. Good night. Good night.
Oh, am I glad to be home.
Didn't you enjoy your dinner, Leslie?
I don't think the duck is... nesting very well.
Oh, I'm sorry. The menu said Long Island duck.
If that duck came from Long Island, it walked out here. Fix me a bicarbonate, will you? In a hurry, please. I'm going outside to my trailer. There's someone at the door.
It's Bill.
Egad.
What's the matter?
Well, he has a guilty conscience. He's carrying his shoes in his hands and tiptoeing in.
Oh, the rascal.
Oh, Leslie, this has been the most enchanting evening of my life.
Oh, dear. Oh, it has, huh? Hey, Leslie, come over here.
You keep your hands in your pocket. Remember, I'm a gentleman.
Oh, no, you're not.
Hey, Amy, would you mind telling me what this is all about?
Of course. Leslie and I found ourselves with an evening on our hands, so we decided to do a little celebrating. We went to the Tavern Inn for dinner. We had the most divine duck.
Hey, where are you going?
Please, Mrs. Lawrence, the bicarbonate, please.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Bill. I'll fix two doses. I'll take mine out to Leslie's trailer, and you can take yours back to Hilda at the Glenville Hotel.
Oh. Oh, so that's why you...
That's why I.
Well, that's the joke of the year.
Well, why don't you let me in on it?
All right, I will. We'll go right down to the hotel right now. Where are my shoes?
Are you sure you brought them home with you, dear?
Look, now I want you to know that Hilda Jones is a nice, sweet, innocent girl. She's the best friend a man ever had. Now, come on, let's go. It's me, Bill Lawrence.
Bill, you came back here to rub my back some more. Oh, Mrs. Lawrence.
Yes.
And how?
I'll say she's the best friend a man ever had. Bill Lawrence, don't ever talk to me again as long as you live.
Morning, Dad. Where did you sleep last night?
I slept in the garage. And stop asking personal questions, Tommy. Who's that playing the piano?
Oh, a prospective customer. He's trying it first. Why don't you sit down and have breakfast?
Not unless someone invites me.
Tommy, tell your father someone is not inviting him.
Have a roll, Daddy.
Thank you, Phyllis. At least someone loves their daddy.
Phyllis, would you tell your father there was a policeman here this morning? Those 50 fruit trees have to be off the sidewalk by 5 o'clock.
Thank you. Phyllis, would you mind telling your mother that you'll have to get somebody else to take those fruit trees away because I'm going to Chicago on a buying trip today. Also, I have a chance to unload the diamond ring and the watches there to a Mr. Flick Morgan who's in the horse room business or something. Hey, Fats Waller! Hey, go outside and find the lost cord, huh?
Are you two getting a divorce?
What?
Well, we have a right to know, Tommy and me.
Yes, yes, you have indeed, Phyllis. You'll be among the first to be notified.
Oh. Don't joke, Father. Children are the real victims of broken homes. I read an article in the Ladies Home Journal that said that children are the real victims of broken homes. Children are.
That article sort of repeats itself, doesn't it?
And it also said that when the parents are always quarreling, this has a serious effect on the children, and later in life it can change their personality.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Phyllis, sometimes I think a change in personality might do you good. And now, would you mind to ask your mother if she'd be kind enough to drive me down to the station? I have to catch the 9:15.
Tell your father the answer is no.
Good. Tell your mother I'll drive down to the train myself, leave the keys with the station master. Goodbye, children.
That's right.
Hey, say, fella, this is a horse parlor or something, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. What's on your mind, Bob?
Are you Flick Morgan?
Yeah, that's right.
Say, my name's Lawrence, and Harry Summers told me to look you up. He said he thought you might be interested in this diamond ring.
Well, it's a nice-looking stone. Is it hot?
Is it what?
I said, is it hot?
Is it hot?
Hot.
Hot? Hot. Oh, no, I want it in a jackpot program on the radio.
Jackpot program?
That's right.
Well, that's a new one, anyway. How much you want for it?
Oh, $5,000.
The coppers.
What?
Hello, the coppers.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, where are you going, Flick? Hey, you've got my ring.
All right, boys, all right, line them up. Hey, you, where do you think you're going?
I was just going out this window.
Come on, get over here. Okay, everybody, hands on your heads and line up against the wall and no noise. You're all under arrest.
Now, officer, I wasn't making any bets here.
No, what were you doing?
I was just trying to sell a diamond ring.
Where is it?
Well, He had it on his finger.
Keep your hands on your head. Diamond ring, huh? What's that stuff in your pocket?
Now, these watches, yeah. Well, now, they all belong to me. I won them on a
holy Toledo, the guy's a walking jewelry store.
I won all these things on a radio program.
Yeah, I know. Take it or snatch it. Now, start talking.
Well, wait a minute. I won all... I told you. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Now, look. Right. I don't have to answer these questions, see? I'm a citizen, see? I'm a taxpayer. Oh, ho, oh, oh, ho, am I ever a taxpayer? I work for Woodruff's Department Store, Mr. Andrew J. Woodruff in Glenville, Indiana.
I don't believe it, but I'll give you a chance to prove it. There's a telephone. Call long distance and get Woodruff.
Okay, I'll get Woodruff. Okay. Operator, will you have long distance get me Mr. Andrew J. Woodruff, Woodruff's Department Store.
Oh, look, sir, you couldn't possibly have bought that watch in my store. We don't carry this make.
Well, a man in your store, the carnation in his lapel, sold it to me. Why, he took it right out of his pocket. He had dozens of them there.
Jackpot loot. And selling them in my store. Tell me, by any chance, was this man long and lean and slightly nuts?
Yep, that he was. Reminded me of a fellow who once talked to a rabbit, the 6-foot kind.
Woodruff speaking.
Hello? Mr. Woodruff, say, this is Bill Lawrence. Hey, look, Mr. Lawrence, I've kind of mixed up a little jam here in Chicago. It's a silly thing, but the police want you to identify me. The lieutenant here, he doesn't believe I work for you.
Oh, he doesn't, eh?
No.
He doesn't believe, Put him on. A.J. Woodruff speaking. Lieutenant, I have no William J. Lawrence in my employ. Well, of course I'm positive. If I were you, I'd throw him in the pokey, tie the key to a jackrabbit's tail, and mail the rabbit to Siberia.
You're listening to the radio adaptation of the film Jackpot, starring Jimmy Stewart.